This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest. Actually, we're going to have two guests on today. You know, my listeners asked for it. They said, hey, Everett, find us a great technology company. There's 9,300 companies out there on the OTC markets. Well, I found the fastest growing technology play that I think is out there. We're talking no other than Alpine 4 Technologies. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol ALPP. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Kent Wilson. Kent, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Yeah, sure. Alpine 4 is a fast-growing, uniquely positioned technology holding company. We have a multitude of different industries that we serve, but three subsidiaries right now: Alptia, which is a connected car automotive software company. Quality Circuit Assembly, which is a electronics manufacturer out of Silicon Valley. They're very similar to Foxconn, just quite a bit smaller. And then we have an energy services company called Venture West Energy Services out of Oklahoma City. And we're actively pursuing other companies to acquire. And today we do have my guest with me, Paul Burgess, the CEO of Lattice, which we announced about 2 weeks ago that we're acquiring Lattice as well. So
we are going to talk about that later on in the show. I want to kind of change gears here for a second. Your first quarter, you guys did $2.49 million. Second quarter, you guys did $2.330 million. You guys are crushing it out there.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. I mean, it really comes down to, our acquisition strategy and also growing our current subsidiaries organically. We're doing well. We're doing fairly robust revenue for being pretty new to the OTC, and looking to have a great third and fourth quarter and really grow exponentially in 2018.
You know, a lot of my listeners don't know this, but you guys started out in 2012 as AutoTech. You were a hardware software tracking cars on lots, right?
That is correct. It was developed as a pretty interesting, relatively disruptive product called Lot Watch and Service Watch. Alpine was actually founded to take that company public. And we went through the registration process, which was rather lengthy, lasted about 2 years. Finally got approval from the SEC in 2015 to, or I shouldn't say approval, but clearance of our registration statement. Brought the shareholders and the assets of AutoTech into the Alpine 4 umbrella. And then subsequently, that product offering became our new product called Sixth Sense Auto, and under a new company called Alptia. And Sixth Sense Auto is your quintessential connected car technology. We just have a different spin on it. People have heard of, autonomous driving and some of the other platforms out there that the connected car industry is going in. And we definitely have some technology plays in that. But our business model is a little bit different. We go after dealerships. So we have automobile dealerships. We have a one-to-many type of business model where we sell to one customer who in turn sells to thousands of customers. And that business is really taking off. We landed a pretty robust sized dealership group here in Phoenix. That is been very successful. In fact, better than we anticipated as far as percentage of growth as it pertains to customers and adoption of our product. But we also are in discussions with groups like AutoNation. If you know anything about AutoNation, they're one of the they are the largest automotive dealership group in the country. They have over 300 plus dealerships, and we're one of a few that are in the mix to deploy our system. Across that that ecosystem, which would be, and not to say it, it's absolutely huge and a very large percentage of revenue for Alptia, but they're just one group that is looking at our product, and so it really is a testament to the strength of our technology and our product offering with Alptia, which, as you had stated earlier, was really the the pre-company, Autotech.
You know, Alpine 4, you guys are a very, very fascinating company that I find. You have three or four different segments. One of the segments I want to talk about is the quality circuit assembly. I think you guys acquired that back in 2016 of April. Recently, you guys came out with a press release. You were awarded a $2.3 million production contract. Can you bring us up to speed of where we're at on that?
Yeah, sure. QCA is a really... If you don't mind, let me give you an analogy real quick.
Sure.
So you can understand the
Absolutely.
Alpine model, and it fits well into QCA. At Alpine 4, when we're looking at businesses, we really have them down to three different categories. We have what we call drivers, stabilizers, and facilitators. And drivers are really businesses like Altea and, frankly, Lattice that we're in the process of acquiring. And they are companies with huge potential for growth, cutting-edge technology, potential even for a spin-out of a public offering later. And they're high-value, highly visible, highly marketable companies. And so that's what our driver category is. Then we have stabilizers. And those are your businesses that are more bread and butter, but they provide stable revenue and stable profit, which are important, especially when you've got these high-growth potential companies. But they take a little bit longer to get them to their mark. And then we have facilitators. And the facilitators are really, really valuable in Alpine because they're the synergistic glue that can allow either a stabilizer company or a driver company to really own an ecosystem. So let me give an example. QCA, we bought them. They've been around since 1988. They are an electronic assembly and manufacturing company. And so they build circuit boards. Very, very similar to Foxconn that builds the Apple iPhone. And they have, you know, several Fortune 500 companies. In fact, Apple is one of their customers, but just on a much, much smaller scale. But for us, because we have hardware components that we manufacture for the automotive industry, QCA has now taken on that role. What used to take us about a year of engineering and working with our offshore partners to develop a product, we've gotten that down because we own the ecosystem of development at QCA down to about 90 days. So we can deploy our new products faster because we own the manufacturing cycle and the engineering cycle. And so that's what we mean by a facilitator. QCA is a company that's been around for a long time, has nice revenue. They average about $8 to $9 million a year in revenue. And they have the ability for us to foster some of other companies because they are able to manufacture our hardware. That's the same vision for Lattice. Lattice currently, you know, manufactures their hardware either overseas or through a third party, but bringing that in-house to Alpine 4 and quality circuit assembly, we're going to be able to expedite their deployment process and, frankly, do it cheaper.
You know, one of your other business models was Horizon Well Testing. Recently got awarded about a $2.5 million service contract. Can you bring us up to speed on that?
Yeah, and I think I missed your QCA question, but I'll address that real quick and then I'll jump into Horizon.
Oh, absolutely.
Too. QCA was awarded a rather large production contract that was actually done through an existing customer that actually added more business. So that was, I can't give you the name of it due to confidentiality agreements with that customer, but I can tell you that they're in the aerospace industry.
Okay.
They service a lot of Airbus, and we do the electronic components within that aircraft. Not all of them, but just a few of them. But that was an expansion of that contract and to do more work for them. So it really kind of solidified our customer's vision of quality circuit assembly after we took over in 2016, and obviously they were very pleased and decided to give us a lot more work from that. Getting into Horizon, which, by the way, we've now rebranded that company into Venture West Energy Services, and they're out of Oklahoma. They won a fairly large production order back in April. That order is now starting to come to fruition. It will probably take hold in the probably in September, maybe in October. So we'll start to realize the gains of that production order in the fourth quarter of this year. And it's primarily around the water transfer side of that business, you know, getting water to the oil production companies that need it for fracking or other services within the production side. So it's a nice contract. We're glad to have it. And really will add to the stability of that company.
Out of the other business models that's inside of Alpine, is there any other ones you want to talk about before we get to Paul Burgess and the big acquisition of Lattice Incorporated?
You know, I can tell you that we have two other LOIs that we've entered into. We're still going through the due diligence phase on them. But if we get through that, I mean, those two companies, which we would announce at the appropriate time, if we get through the due diligence and meets our expectations, you know, they'll add an additional $25 million in revenue to Alpine. Both of them are in a technology space that we like and have the potential to grow dramatically. So that's all I can say about those. In the coming weeks, maybe a month, we'll be announcing more details around those two acquisitions.
With us today is Kent Wilson. He is the CEO of Alpine Four Technologies. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol ALPP. Well, Kent, why don't you introduce your next guest that's coming along with the Alpine, and you guys got a letter of intent signed, and you guys are going to merge some things together. Bring on Paul, if you will.
Hey, Paul, why don't you introduce yourself? You know, we're glad to have him on board with Alpine, and we look forward to bringing Lattice in. But Paul, why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Kent. And thanks for having me on the show. My name is Paul Burgess. I'm the CEO of Lattice Incorporated. We entered into a LOI with Alpine 4, as Kent mentioned, just a couple of weeks ago. Our core business is secure communications technology, specifically providing it to the corrections market. And one of the things that really attracted us to doing this deal with Alpine were a couple of things. As Kent mentioned, QCA really provides us the ability to manufacture our products and actually beyond getting the products to market faster in a more economical way, it also allows us to specifically engineer the hardware side of our products the way we want to have them designed. Currently, we're really reliant on third-party providers or overseas manufacturing, and they don't have the flexibility that we need to manufacture our products. So in addition to not only helping us get products to market in a more cost-effective manner, be able to custom design them, and be able to bring some expediency to getting these products out to customers, there's also going to be a lot of cost savings as far as general administrative savings across the two companies once we combine them. So I think for both Lattice and Alpine, this is a real good fit, not only from a financial perspective, but also from a strategic perspective, where I really think the combination of the two companies will really help Lattice accelerate growth. And we do have a couple of new really disruptive products that we're entering into the market just this year that I'm pretty excited about.
What kind of revenues are we talking about that you guys generated in 2016? And what kind of revenues, Paul, do you think you guys will generate in 2017?
Yeah, right now, when you look at the company post-acquisition, we'll be on a run rate of about $7 to $8 million. I think we'll be able to accelerate that quickly. Our biggest impediment to growth has been being able to get these products to market in a expedient manner. But now that we'll be working closely with Alpine, I think we'll be able to accelerate that growth quite quickly once the acquisition closes.
Yeah, let me jump in there real quick, too. This is Kent speaking.
Absolutely.
When we look at a company, and this gets back to our philosophy and then really translates into the growth model for Lattice, we really just try to define, and we go through a pretty intensive strategy session, but define the what is and marry that against the what should be. And so it's really, there's a gap in between. And we really feel that the growth from going from what is to what should be, and then we marry that with a plan to getting to what will be. So it goes from the what is to the what should be to the what will be. And what will be is really balanced around what is the true market universe for Lattice. We feel the market universe for Lattice resides in about a $12 billion market opportunity for us. And that market opportunity is ripe for growth. There's really only two or three competitors in this, and they don't do the same type of technology that Lattice does. So Lattice has an opportunity with their CellMate product to really grow this, and we feel very comfortably that, you know, over the next probably 36 to 60 months, we can grab an additional 1 to 2% of that. Well, that's a lot of revenue. It's a lot of revenue, but it's going to take the ability to do the engineering, like Paul talked about, on the fly, adapt very quickly, and be able to put the product out there but also provide good cost savings. But we feel very strongly that we'll be able to grow this company, you know, dramatically in the years to come and be a, you know, a force to be reckoned with in this tech sector. So we're happy about it. We're excited about it. We're looking forward to getting these things done with Lattice. And we have a pretty big vision for them.
Well, I just want to give a disclaimer. I bought the stock about 3 months ago. I own about 15,000 shares of Alpine Technologies, bought them in the open market. And I truly believe in your concept. I believe in your company. And I think you guys are just at the beginning of something of greatness. In closing, gentlemen, is there anything that we didn't touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Well, I would just say that obviously Alpine, we believe in it. And a really good testament of that is, there has not been one manager or executive at Alpine that has sold shares. And I think that's something to show that they believe in it. Even though our share price is, you know, a little bit, we would say, undervalued right now, management believes in it. We're not out there selling it. We're not, you know, pushing the stock. We're a long-term believer in it. So I think that says a lot about where we're going. And I agree with you. This is a great company, and I'm excited and honored to lead it. So, Paul, do you want to say anything before we close out?
Yeah, I'd just like to say, you know, kind of echo Ken's thoughts there, is that we're very excited at Lattice as well. We believe we've got a great company, a great product line, and combining ourselves with someone like Alpine, I think we're going to be able to take advantage of a real great growth opportunity here. And we're excited to be part of the Alpine family.
Well, you guys won't say it. I'll say it. You know, in 2018, you guys will probably do over 15, 16 million in revenue. Your market cap fluctuates daily between 2.5 million and 4.6 million. You're grossly undervalued, not undervalued. You're grossly undervalued. And I'm putting a price target on the stock within 1 year of $1.50 a share. So you could take it for what it's worth. That's my value of the company. I think you guys will probably hit that sometime in the third quarter of 2018. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on here. And thank you very much.
We look forward to talking to you further, and we appreciate the call.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.